This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
September 12th marked 200 days of war and unrest in Ukraine. When the conflict started, the world watched and waited to see how this would affect the global supply of food and energy exports from across Eastern Europe. Russia is a major producer of oil, and at the time was exporting 85% of their production to Europe and China. The global benchmark crude prices surged following the invasion, causing oil to trade above $120 US a barrel and swung wildly in the weeks to follow. This caused a major supply and inventory shortage, which led many to believe that commodity prices would continue to push inflation to elevated levels. When we look at the data from January 2021 to present, the idea that commodities were a catalyst towards higher inflation and would create havoc in the financial markets has been overplayed. In fact, over the past 7 months, the level of commodity prices has actually decreased from its pre-war levels. What happened to explain such market movements? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of September 19th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Food and energy price appreciation was already very strong following the rebound in economic activity from the increase in global money supply and the rapid reopen of 2021. Yes, it's reasonable to expect some short-term disruption within commodity prices when there is conflict between high export economies. The economic and political sanctions against Russia did not help either with energy prices, as oil-producing nations increased their production to maximum output levels and also resulted in U.S. President Joe Biden to release 1 million barrels of crude oil per day over 6 months from its Strategic Petroleum Reserve in March of 2022. The historic release of the SPR crude provided a record amount of crude oil supply to the U.S. economy and will continue until the end of October. Meanwhile, European economies are adjusting to the changing energy markets, and along with North America, consumers have been hit with higher fuel and food prices all summer. But since August, we've seen prices of major commodities, wheat, soybeans, crude oil, corn, and potash, fall to pre-war levels. Around the world, the so-called crisis inflation that made headlines earlier in the year, as some believed there would be massive food and fuel shortages, really has failed to materialize. These fear-based headlines created panic amongst investors and allowed speculators to drive the futures markets into a frenzy, buying up commodity contracts and elevating prices. But in reality, these fears were overblown. The inventory levels smoothed out, as they usually do, creating less volatility in the underlying commodities by the end of the summer. As of September, global food prices had fallen for a fifth consecutive month after demand for some products weakened and there was a seasonal uptick in supplies. Wheat harvests in the Northern Hemisphere helped ease supply constraints, and more grain trickled out of ports in Ukraine. This may offer some relief to consumers as they grapple with the higher cost of living. Still, commodity prices remain more expensive than a year ago, but this has little to do with the war in Ukraine. So what should we take away from this? Well, in any global crisis across different periods of time, investors and speculators get excited about geopolitical events. In reality, they rarely have a meaningful impact on the markets. Looking at the global indices over the last 100 years and the various wars and exogenous shocks along the way show this time and time again, and this time was no different. However, such events create fear and uncertainty, and at some market participants profit from this fear. When investing in the stock market, when investing for the long term, the importance of staying calm and not succumbing to panic cannot be overstated. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.